Everyone's in their seats. They're excited. I'm excited. This is going to be big. Concordia's never seen a Christmas like this. I'm so excited. Here we go. Look at them. They're excited. Let's see. Did they get my memo? A simply brilliant Christmas. That's what we're going to celebrate this year. Simply brilliant Christmas. The Christmas tree, it's kind of big, but it could have been a bit bigger. Let's check this out. Oh, the Advent wreath. Okay, good. I've got my token present on the altar. That's great. That's looking kind of Christmassy. I've a Christmas band. They're looking good. Yeah, good, right? Oh, but this has got to be brilliant. This is going to be the most brilliant Christmas ever. I can't wait. This is going to be great. A simply brilliant Christmas. Oh, wow. What else are we missing? Well, hang on. Jury's got a smile on his face. That's good. A Christmas smile. Everyone needs a brilliant Christmas smile. This is going to be great. What else do we need for Christmas? What do you kids reckon? What else?
Jesus,
what are you? Presents. What about Christmas hats? Presents. We need more presents. We've only got one big one. That's not enough, is it, Zoe? I like your thinking. Lights, carols. What do you reckon, Max? What else do we need to make this more Christmassy? Brilliant. A backflip. I'm not going to be doing any backflips, but we can. I'll get someone in. We'll hire like a gymnastic group to come in to do Christmas backflips. Okay. What do you reckon, Brighton? What else do we need for a brilliant Christmas here at Concordia? More lights. Definitely more light. More decorations. We need to deck the halls with holly. We need holly. What else? Lots to eat. There should be food. I don't think the right people got my memo. Billy... We need snow! That's right. Only one air conditioner's working. This can't be a simply brilliant Christmas. We've only got one. Someone turn it down to minus 10 so we can have snow in here. Oh, no. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this amazingly brilliant Christmas. It's got me nervous. Ooh. Can you tell I'm acting? Welcome, everyone. If you don't know me, I'm the pastor here. This could be a bit weird. I'm hamming it up today. I'm hamming it up because we put lots of pressure on ourselves, don't we, to make Christmas something special, something extraordinary. We go to extraordinary efforts to make it big and special. So I'm going to ham that up during the service today. Maybe you can relate to some of the things that I'll bring up, and maybe Jesus will want to have a little chat to you about how you're celebrating your Christmas this year. That's my intention with this theme that we're going to be talking over these next 4 weeks, a simple Christmas. Because the truth about Christmas was that God kept it pretty simple, didn't he? He sent his son into the world in a very simple way. A baby born in a stable, couldn't you imagine? And then laid in a manger. Kids, a bird, what is it? Animals feeding trough. So I think we've got a lot to learn. But today through the service, we've got little bits and pieces that are going to teach us, give us a bit of meaning behind the symbolism that we have in Christmas, and we're going to be blessed through this. And this starts our Advent season of leading up to Christmas and how we treat this Christmas. So we're going to start in the name of the God who gave us this beautiful season to celebrate. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm going to go back into my split personality, egocentric pastor who wants Christmas to be absolutely awesome. All right, where do I have to go? Page two. It's actually... It's page three. Don't go. We won't go back in time. All right. Okay. A man. Okay. This isn't looking so great. Jesus is here. I guess that's okay. The wreath. Oh, dear. Okay. I don't know what else to do. Gymnastics are on the way. I've made the phone call. Oh. Well, what are you guys? What are you up to? Sing to God. We can sing like angelic hosts and just bring glory to God by a spectacular band. Yes! All the pressure is on you. Yeah. Yeah, they were amazing, weren't they? They filled the sky. Yeah, let's get that happening here. Okay.
So I sort of think that while we're inspired by the angels to sing, we're sort of more like shepherds, and we were just everyday people, and they were just responding to what God had done for them.
Okay. So you're saying that we don't need to be like the angelic host, but a bit more shepherdy. Okay. That sounds a little bit more simple. That takes a bit of the pressure off, band. Shepherd band. Okay. Let's see what you got for us. That sounds simple. All right. We've got to tick some more things off the list here to make this the most spectacular Christmas ever. Oh, Christmas tree. You got some lights. Lights. Someone said lights. We need more lights, I reckon. Lights. Christmas is so good. I reckon...
Look, Michael.
No, a big cauldron. We need a huge cauldron here. Flames shooting up to the ceilings. What do you think, Rosaline?
Look, I think we've got Christmas lights covered. I hope that we've got the mic covered. There we go. We've got Christmas lights covered.
Okay,
the thing is,
okay.
You don't need all these dazzling lights.
Dazzling, but I want people to come in with their sunglasses.
Wait. Okay, all right. We've got great symbolism in the lights that we've got here.
All right.
You know, come.
This sounds good.
Come
right.
with me. Just take this Advent wreath here.
Oh, yeah.
So, what? You know, these...
Tell me about this.
These lights here give us a fantastic... These four... Fantastic countdown to Christmas, okay? So every week we light one of those, and then they're all a countdown to Christmas Eve.
And does that explode in, like, confetti and...
No. Right. What this does is this actually reminds us of why Jesus came. Jesus, light of the world. He has come into the world, and we're going to celebrate that on Christmas Eve.
So these lights are all pointing us to Jesus.
All pointing us to Jesus.
So you're saying we don't need a big cauldron?
You need nothing
more. Okay, we don't need an impressive light. We just need one light to point us to Jesus. What a beautiful symbol here. It's not lit up though, Rosaline. I probably need some help lighting that, don't I?
Yeah, you could. You know, it's the least amongst us.
Have you got a flamethrower?
I haven't got a flamethrower, but I hope that you're going to get this lit.
Okay. Does anyone good with matches? Someone under 10. Who wants to help me? Max. Oh, that's all right. Max can... You're under whatever age I am. You look young, Max. I need a hand. We're going to light this up. Did you hear what this is about?
Yes.
Yeah. Counting down the weeks of Christmas. Are you good at lighting?
Yes.
Have we got our insurance paid up? Sorry. Righto. Okay, you're Cub Scouts, right? Hopefully you got your fire lighting badge. That's all right. They have the problem lighting the Olympic cauldron too some years. How about I give you a little hand? There you go. Ooh. Hoi. How about go that one so everyone can see it there? That's excellent. Oh, yep, just one. Because this is the first week. So... In the coming weeks, we're going to light more and more, aren't we, as we count down? Just sit it on top of that one so we don't burn anything. Thanks, Max. You can take a seat. I'm sure it'll burn brighter. There we go. On command. I think we need to pray. We'll pray. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that as we light this first Advent candle, you help us to remember that you came into this world as the Prince of Peace. We ask that you reveal yourself to us today. We need peace in our lives, our homes, our family, our church, and even the whole world. Help us to slow down and seek out the peace that you provide so that we may become peacemakers for ourselves and for others. In your name, Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen. All right, we've got lights covered. One light. Okay, I can go with that. I'm sure on my Christmas list, though, I said mega huge Christmas tree that touched the ceiling. And I'm just not too sure. Look, it's pretty good. Concordia, it's pretty good, but man, we could have gone to the ceiling. I think tinsel, it's missing tinsel. Who has a Christmas tree without tinsel? We just kind of, seriously, it just needs to be tinsel, really, and then a little bit of tree poking out, a few more decorations.
Pastor Michael, do you know what those decorations are?
Oh, not really, Plummer. They're just glitz and glam, aren't they? Just to make it spectacular?
No.
Really?
No.
Tell me about this, Plum.
These are actually Chrismons, they're called.
Chrismons? That's like beautiful. Pokemons, isn't it?
Sort of like that, but completely different.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry. Right.
So these are actually handmade, beautiful ornaments, and they are Christmas decorations that represent different aspects, that represent Christian symbols. So okay. We put them on the tree because beautiful. They remind us of Jesus and the birth of Jesus. They're not tinsel-y at all. They're actually quite special.
Yeah, so each one of these got a special meaning. That's
absolutely
beautiful.
And they all direct us to Jesus.
Okay.
Also, our tree itself, the fact that it's a pine tree.
Yeah, I always wondered about pine trees.
Well, pine trees are evergreen, so that's special because that reminds us of the everlasting relationship that we have with Jesus.
Okay.
And also the fact that we're going to be with him in heaven one day because of him going to the cross for us. So it's quite significant that it doesn't ever die. It's always green. Also, even the shape of the tree, the fact that it's a triangle.
Hang on, how much symbolism is there in one thing?
More than you think. And the shape is because it represents the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah, like a triangle. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
And, of course, the fact that it's pointing upwards to heaven, because that's our heavenly home where we will head to one day. And the top of the tree, we've got the star, which reminds us of the wise men and the fact that they followed the star to find where baby Jesus was lying in a manger. And so the Christmas tree really is a symbol of hope.
That's kind amazing. I always just thought the Christmas tree was pretty. I didn't really know all this symbolism, but that's amazing, Plum. You've really helped me to understand it a bit more. So I don't need the tinsel?
I don't think we need to go too crazy with any more decorations. There's sort of quite a lot in there already.
All right.
So we can keep it simple.
Keeping it simple. I keep hearing this theme for some reason. I've got to think that over. Keeping it simple. Thanks, Plum. All right. Keeping it simple. How can I keep it simply amazing? I really
want
to make this
special.
Hey, Dad, I can
see you're getting a bit stressed about making this service special for everyone.
I do. I really want to make it special, Julia.
Can Melanie and I read you about the first Christmas and how simple it all was?
The first Christmas? Really? Oh, okay, good. Are you going to teach me something? All right.
Mary loved Joseph. Mary and Joseph were going to be married soon. Joseph lived in Nazareth, but his family lived in Bethlehem.
A new leader named Caesar ordered everyone to go back to their hometown. He wanted to count all the people in his kingdom. So Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem, Joseph's hometown.
Mary was going to have her baby soon. When they arrived in Bethlehem, they looked for a safe place to sleep, but all the inns were full.
Finally, a man was able to help them. He said, "I do not have any rooms left, but you are welcome to sleep in my stable." So they did.
Joseph made a warm place for Mary to rest. While they were there, little baby Jesus was born.
Mary wrapped Jesus in strips of cloth and gently laid him in the manger where he was born.
The picture. I'm starting to get the picture. Maybe Christmas isn't all that complicated. That's quite a simple story, isn't it, Julia and Melena? Thanks for reading that to me. You're really getting to me. I think, wow, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make it special, don't we? God, the creator of the universe, kept it pretty simple that first Christmas. Bearing his son into this world. I think there's a lot for us to think over. but still, there's something inside me. I just really want to make today special. But Jesus is doing something right. I've got to keep thinking about this. I think we need more prayer. Let's pray. Let's pray for your crazy pastor. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this simple story. The simple story that by the birth of your son, you brought great joy to the world. Thank you for showing us so simply how much you love us in that. Thank you that your birth brings hope, peace, and love to everyone in the world, no matter where they're born or how the world treats them. Lord, help us to receive you with wonder and awe each day afresh, and especially as we approach the celebration of your birth at Christmas. Lord Jesus, help me to continue to think how we're celebrating Christmas and what it means for us. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, I've got lots of questions on my mind, and I think I've got some questions to put up on the screen for you guys to have a little chat amongst yourselves. Hopefully it can get you thinking a little bit about how you're going to celebrate Christmas. So what are your favorite things about Christmas? This is the time you're going to turn to someone next to you and have a little think. For the children, I've actually got some crafts, so anyone under like 20 can come on out here, and we're going to make a little decoration, because you can't have Christmas without decorations either. So you can come out here. Adults, have a chat, work your way through that list. And children, come out here to me, and we're going to have a little bit of fun out the front. I think if I can find where my wife stashed the Christmas craft. Hey, Ben. Someone's moved my Christmas craft. Here it is. Excellent. So, I've got lots of questions up there, but I'll just draw it to a close. Thank you, everyone. We made some beautiful decorations. You can't have Christmas without decorations, can you? So we made a little baby Jesus with his halo. He's hanging out. He's given us a smile. I think that's beautiful. So the kids have made that. But wow, this Christmas, it's getting more simple as I go. Just really wanted it to be big and special, and there's so many things we can do to make it interesting and crazy. But yeah, I've got my light, I've got my tree worked out, I've got this present, I've got to
hey,
do something.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Hey. Preacher Man.
Yeah, hello Ben, hello Sarah, how are you?
I think you need to chill out a little bit.
Oh, really? Don't we want a brilliant Christmas?
Kind of making things a bit complicated.
Okay, sorry. First time at Concordia, sorry.
Do you think we can take the reins?
You want to lead Rudolph?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. You lead this Christmas sleigh, and what are you going to do?
We've just got a simple little play.
A simple play? I'm up for a simple play. Who else is up for a simple play? Yeah, okay, thanks, guys.
Sit back,
relax,
and enjoy the show. Can you believe it? It's almost Christmas!
I know, I'm so excited! I can hardly wait!
Looks like we almost have everything!
All these decorations, the gingerbread men, women, the lights, the carols.
The beautiful Christmas tree, oh my gosh! And what about the presents?
Oh, I love presents!
Oh, so do I!
I just can't wait to open them.
It's not time yet. We've got still things to do.
You're right.
Let's come back.
All right. Did you hear that?
Christmas is almost here. Hooray!
It's my favourite time of year.
I am so excited. Gloria.
That's a beautiful song. We love that song. I'm sure everyone here loves that song. But let's stand and let's sing Angels We Have Heard Online.
It's going to be so sweet.
Just like us.
But did you hear what they said?
They're really excited about us.
Well, of course they are. You can't have Christmas without presents.
He's right. You have to have presents. Christmas would be terrible without us.
Imagine making up on Christmas morning and not finding me.
Well, what about us? Just imagine Christmas without us. Without us Christmas lights, nothing would shine or twinkle or blink or beam. You can't have Christmas without Christmas lights.
Well, you can't have Christmas without us either.
Yeah.
What would Christmas taste like if the only special things to eat were beans and broccoli?
Hey, I like broccoli.
Me too. And you know, Christmas just wouldn't be the same without us.
No wreaths hanging in the windows?
No giant inflatable lawn decorations?
You can't
have Christmas without decorations.
Well, you can't have Christmas without one very important decoration. Me. I'm talking about me. You can't have Christmas without the Christmas tree. Where would you put the presents? Where would you hang the tinsel and lights? Without me, Christmas just would not be the same.
Don't forget about us.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Christmas without carols? I don't think so. You simply couldn't have Christmas without me, 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 me. You just cannot have Christmas without carols.
No, what are you talking about? Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on here?
Everyone, stop! Stop fighting! Stop it!
Are you guys all fighting over who's the most important part of Christmas?
Presents! No lights!
Treats!
Decorations!
The Christmas tree, of course.
No carols! We wish you a Merry Christmas!
No, you'll be just a plain tree without the decorations. You need us.
Hey, wait. What's that?
This? Well, you can't have Christmas without this. What is it?
This is Christmas.
This is Mary and Joseph. Mary was going to have a baby. They were in a little town called Bethlehem where she was going to give birth to a baby boy.
There was a lot of people in town, so there wasn't any room for them in any inn.
Jesus was born in a manger surrounded by animals.
And there were shepherds, and angels came to them and told them that their Saviour had been born.
This is the star way up high. It led the Magi to find him. They brought him gifts of great worth and great sacrifice.
And this is Jesus. God sent him to live with us and to teach us how to love like he would love. God sent his Son into the world to be with us, to teach us the love of the Father, and Jesus would show that love for us by dying on the cross. But it all started right here, in this simple little manger.
You can't have Christmas without Jesus.
If that's Christmas, then what are we all doing here?
I guess we're not needed.
Come on.
Now wait! Don't go!
Christmas wouldn't really be the same without you guys.
Really?
Of course not.
The truth is, we don't need gingerbread men or women and carols, lights, decorations, Christmas trees and presents. We don't need all of that, but we do want you.
Yeah, we want you, lights. You remind us that Jesus is the light of the world.
We want you, decorations, to help deck every hall everywhere to remind us God is all around us.
And carols, sing to us, just like the angels did at the Saviour's birth on that first Christmas, announcing Jesus' arrival to all the people.
Gingerbread men or women, you need to remind us how sweet are the mercy and promises of God.
Christmas tree, your life reminds us of the life that Jesus gave for us on a tree.
And presents, you always remind us of the great gift of love God gave to all when he gave us Jesus. Of course we do.
All of us.
Every single one of you.
That's true. And now all of you can help us remember.
Can't have Christmas without Jesus. Merry Christmas.
I'm so happy. Let's sing.
All right, children, you stay here. Present. Decorations.
decorations. Thanks so much for helping me understand what's going on at Christmas. You can go and declutter your lives. But children, you can stay here. We're gonna talk about what Pastor Michael's been learning today. What did you hear them say in the play just then? What's the reason for Christmas? So we can hang lights up?
We don't need all of that.
That's right, Zoe. We celebrate Christmas for Jesus. That's right. And without Jesus, Christmas loses its meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We can hang lights up.
You can't have Christmas without Jesus.
And the lights will just be pretty. And I love lights. Man, you could cover your lights, your house in lights everywhere. You could light up the world. But it won't mean much unless Jesus is the light of your life. And what about presents? Presents are great, aren't they? I love getting presents. What are you getting me, Vinny? Do you know? He doesn't know. That's good. I hope it's something so grand you've forgotten. But we can give presents. But without the presence of Christ in our lives, we don't have anything. We don't have Christmas. Colin Buchanan sang, we can give our life as a present. Give our life to Jesus. Because he gave his life for ours. So we can give our lives. So presents are beautiful, but they just remind us that Jesus gave him. God gave us his son in Jesus, and that Jesus gave up his life for us. What other things did we have up here? What other things are around Christmas? Who are standing here? The happy people, the carols. Everyone loves singing. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. But what are a lot of our songs about at Christmas time? Yeah. All the songs that we sing in church, at least, are about Jesus and what he did for us. As you listen to your Christmas songs, though, lots of other people will sing about Christmas in different ways. They can sing about that jolly man called Santa, or I know there's a song about this cool guy called Rudolph with a red nose. But seriously, they're lovely songs, but without Jesus behind them, they don't actually really mean that much. What other things do we have up the front? Did I cover everything? There's a green guy. A Christmas tree. I was just thinking it looks pretty. Why not put a pretty thing up in the corner of your house? But what was the meaning behind the Christmas tree? Jesus, this is the best answer out. What? What was some of the symbolism behind the green tree? Did you remember?
Presents.
It's an everlasting tree. And it shows us the everlasting life that we now have in Jesus' name. Because Jesus didn't come into this world just to be a light that shone for a little while and then go out. He's a light that will shine forever. He gives us everlasting life in his name. He came into this world not to be glorified as a king. You know, he could have been born anywhere, but he was born in a stable. He came so that everyone would know that God loved them and that God was doing something for them, taking away their sins when Jesus died on the cross. Jesus did that for everyone. That's the good news of Christmas. We can share that with everyone this Christmas season, that Jesus came into this world and that we celebrate that God loves us so much that he'd send his only son into this world. We've got this verse over here. It says, in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So as you celebrate Christmas this year, what do you think? You could tell your friends and family, I'm celebrating Christmas because of Jesus. So when you're at home this year, I encourage you, talk to your family about Jesus and why you're doing your Christmas traditions. It's challenging even for me and the pastor's family. As we're putting up our Christmas tree, we had a chat about why are we putting up this tree? And we talked about the meaning of it. That's a beautiful thing to keep in the back of our minds as we're doing all these things this Christmas season. Because you just can't have Christmas without Jesus. You guys have got it. Now you get to go and live it. Hopefully all of you out there have heard that message today. We can all get a bit worked up about Christmas. You're probably already experiencing that in your lives. I know the band was experiencing it this morning and the pressure. Maria had tears of Christmas tears last night when the Christmas tree fell down and the cat was attacking everyone. Christmas has a special way of getting into all of our lives. But let's remember the reason for the season and why we're celebrating this beautiful time of the year. And if we have to let some things go, if we don't get the most important present that we wanted, or the Christmas tree isn't as glorious, or the lights aren't as dazzling as we thought they were, that's okay, because Jesus has got us covered. Jesus has done everything to make Christmas special. And we just have to remember him and celebrate him in our hearts and minds. And Christmas will always be beautiful. All right. Thank you for sharing in today. I think I've learned a lot as your pastor. Each year we'll be able to celebrate Christmas for what it's worth, for Jesus' sake. All right. You guys can go back to your seats. Oh, we forgot about the gingerbread cookies. They're just sweet. They're no good for you. Don't eat any this year, okay? I think that was the message, wasn't it? Jesus is the boss of Christmas. Well, you probably can sing a few more Colin songs. Colin has some great Christmas songs to remind us all about Christmas. All right. Having learnt all these lessons, I think I need to pray a bit more. We're going to spend a little bit of time in prayer. But are there any Christmas wishes out there as we approach this season? Are there anything that I can pray for people? Are there any requests?
Good health and happiness.
Good health and happiness. That's one of the Christmas blessings we often say. Good health and happiness. Any other needs on people's minds, Kim?
Yeah, those who are going to spend Christmas in Christmas, the traffic's
a Christmas. Yeah. So you said prison, didn't you? Yeah, in prison. So Jesus came to release the prisoners. So those in prison, but I also think of, you know, we sent off those Christmas shoe boxes thinking of all the children in this world that don't celebrate Christmas like we do. So all those that don't have much at Christmas. Any other thoughts, Maria?
I think there's also a lot of people here have lost people this year, and it's their first Christmas without these people.
Yeah.
It's a special family time, and that's a bit hard, but you know, we should pray for them.
For those that have been, yeah, for those family members that we've lost this year, because Christmas is a beautiful time to celebrate with family and friends, and we'll pray for those families that don't celebrate together too. Bev?
We've probably got lots of family members that don't know Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. God can use you in a powerful way this Christmas as you share his love. Thanks, Bev. Louise.
If anyone's facing a trial for having, of any description, having been unjustly accused of something and they're preparing their case, they can't think about Christmas, they're just preparing for their vindication and their acquittal.
Yep. Any other prayer requests? Jill. Yes, Lord, we want healing in your name for Jill and her right hip. Siddique. Traveling. Lovely. Chantel. So he's in hospital on the oxygen and, yeah, being able to bring him home. Yeah. All right. No worries. All right. Someone give Chantel a hug. She needs a hug as we pray for her too, yeah. Yeah, serving the community. Yeah, that's right. Police and, yep, emergency departments. All those newspaper photographers that have to work on Christmas Day. I remember those days. All right, let's pray. Lord, we come to you on this first of Advent. As we approach the Christmas season, Lord, there's so much in this world that looks for our attention and draws us away from the true heart of why we celebrate Christmas. So, Lord, I pray over Concordia for all our members that we can continue to draw everything back to you, give our praise and glory to you in everything we do. We thank you so much for our families and those that you've placed around us, that we can celebrate Christmas with them. We thank you for those that know you and celebrate the birth of Christ with us. But Lord, we pray over our family members and friends that don't know you. Drive out fear where fear stops us sharing the good news of Christmas with others. Use us in your power, but through our humble hearts and our humble words, we pray that we can share the good news with our family and friends in ways which get them to think about their relationship with you. We all need a Savior, Lord. You came for all people. You came in a way that you didn't separate yourself from anyone in this world, but you gave your life so that all could be saved in your name. And so we pray that through your birth, your humble birth, you can use our celebrations to give a witness to the hope that we have in you. Lord, we pray for so many things at this time of year. We pray over all those who are traveling, for other friends, see friends and family. It's always a time where fatalities happen on the road, but we ask for protection, for sensibility and people's patience as they travel around. We pray for all those that have to work over those Christmas seasons. We pray for doctors and nurses, for our police and emergency services, for all those people that are serving on Christmas. We pray that the service they bring to us continue to bless our society. And we pray that the joy of Christmas can be theirs in their serving. Lord, I pray for those that won't be able to celebrate Christmas for one reason or another because of maybe they've gone into prison. And yeah, we pray for those that have lost their way in this life and have now been imprisoned and will face the reality of the consequence of their sin in prison, away from friends and family and away from the celebrating world. Be with them. We pray for witnesses in those prisons, chaplains and people that will speak your good news into their lives so that they can change their ways and bring glory to your name. We also pray for those who are unjustly accused at this time of year, that are under persecution or under trial and suffering. In the midst of everyone else's celebration, the contrast of their life stands out even more. So Lord, We ask that you, as the Prince of Peace, would enter their lives and bring a hope that's beyond the justice of this world, that they know that they belong to you, that they're your beloved children. So be with them at this time. Lord, we pray for all those that don't have the privilege of that we do in Australia, and the amount of abundance we have in celebrating your birth. We pray that all over the globe, those that celebrate the birth of Christ may do it in a way that glorifies your name. We pray for all those that don't have much, that they can still experience the joy of the gift of Christ into their lives. Lord, we pray for healing over our church family, over those who are in pain or suffering. We pray for Laurie as he lies in hospital, relying on a machine to give him oxygen. We ask that you'd heal up his lungs so that he could be home with his wife and celebrate with his family this Christmas. We ask that you keep watching over him. Be with Jill and her right hip. Lord, bring healing in your name so that she can glorify you even more. We ask for healing for all the people in our congregation that are walking with pain and suffering. We pray for Ron with his breath and for the diagnosis on him at the moment. Lord, give him peace and be with him and his family as they celebrate this Christmas together. Give them a special time in your name. We pray over Pam too. We thank you, Lord, that you've been able to work through the chemo and through our medical system. We ask for healing in your name, though, and we pray over her family as they celebrate together and the joy that it will be to be able to celebrate together. So, Lord, in all these things, help us to remember the reason for the season. Help us to live that out in everything we do with the decorations and the gingerbread men and the Christmas trees and the lights. Let us bring glory to your name, knowing that we wouldn't be able to celebrate it unless you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to be the bearer of our sins, to win us eternal life. And so, Lord, be with us, watch over us, and guide us in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to pray together the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now we're at the end of our service, so a special Christmas blessing. May the Christ child be ever present in your life. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We've got one final song, and someone's waving money around. I think people want to give me gifts, but I think we forgot to take our offering earlier in the service. So during the singing of this song, a free will offering will be collected. If you're visiting, don't feel like you have to contribute. It's a real joy having you here. But we have a chance to respond to the gift of Christ in this offering. Okay, let's stand. Oh, we've got three songs. We're gonna sing it up. So, we don't stand for the first bit, do we? I always get that wrong. Right. Oh, what unspeakable joy you've brought me today, knowing you're my church family and we can celebrate Christ's birth together. We've got a blessing that we can share with one another now. Have we got that there, Calvin? Somewhere. I've put my book down. I have no idea what it's... It's really unspeakable. It's like Jesus was born for you. How simple is that? Share that with a neighbor. Jesus was born for you.
Okay, so we've just got a few announcements then to finish up here. Okay, on Tuesday night, Shed happens. That would be the last one for this. Not happening. Ah, well, it shouldn't be here then, eh? Skip it. Sorry. Sorry about that. But keeping it simple, right? Yeah, we've got prayer, though, here on Thursday. And so the first and third Thursdays of every month. So, yeah, at 9:30 at Concordia. Lutheran Youth of Western Australia have their AGM every year at about this time, and so we are invited, or people are invited to that. It's next Saturday, the 7th, over at Morley, 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you're interested in that, please go along. They do a great job running various camps and stuff during the year and stuff like that, and so they elect their management committee. So, yeah. And John, you'll tell us all about this, won't you, John?
Thank you. Hello. Only two Sundays to go until Carols in the Park. If any of you are planning to invite neighbours, on the back we have these flyers. Take one of them, give them to your neighbours and encourage them to come along. It will be 90 minutes of really great entertainment, praising our Lord, God and Christ, and then culminating in a fireworks display. And you will be right up front and centre to see this incredible fireworks display. So invite your neighbours, come along, and if you're inclined to assist, see me afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and thank you for all of your organisation with respect to that, John. That's fantastic. Australian Lutheran World Service, they run an appeal every Christmas. So, yeah, there's more information about that. They also have gifts of grace and other things that we can do to help those that are less fortunate than us. Lutheran Youth of Western Australia presenting their Jan Camp in January. So 16th to the 19th of January. So, yeah, time to start signing up for that. That camp. So, yeah, more information is there. Yes, okay, thank you to Lywa. And just a bit more information about stacking our chairs. We want to make sure that they're facing the wall so that they won't fall over at all. You've got something for us, Wilf, have you?
Good morning, everyone. I would like to acknowledge the great work the following team members carried out yesterday in completing the trench digging and installation of conduit for the communications line between the church office and the church. It's Maria Rudolph, Lori Ahern, Bev Hill, Lester Dreckow, sir, Mike Pastel, Betty and Gilbert and the family, Mike and Plum Schrick, thank you very much. And the roster for January 2020 is on the back, so over the next couple of weeks or so, if you feel inclined to sign on, appreciate it. Thank you.
Very good. Pardon? Thank you to Wilf, too, for all the work that he puts in around the church. It's just fantastic. Thank you for coordinating all of that, Wilf. So, yep, we've got the trench across there. We've got the pipe across there. So hopefully we can get our facilities upgraded. So that'll be good. Thank you all. I do actually have one more thing. The Lutheran Layman's or Lay People's League of our church, LLL as more commonly known, they put out their annual Together in Mission brochures. We got a whole stack of them here. I've got them here under my chair here, so I'll walk around and hand them out. It's no good them just sitting up the back there. There's some good stories. There's a good story here about Rockingham's youth program, which was funded by the LLL stimulus grant. We have an LLL stimulus grant for Obang's work, so maybe our story could be in there next year. So there we go. Please enjoy.